What's up, guys? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, All Stars 2 Edition.
We have an incredible interview coming up for you with Derek Kozinski.
He is literally so fun to talk to all the time. He's so knowledgeable about all of the things about the challenge because he's so invested in it, and it's always a pleasure. So we're really happy that we're able to get him on the show to discuss this week's big episode for him.
Yes, I hope you guys enjoy this interview with Derek as much as we did. All right, folks, it is our favorite time in the podcast where we get to interview an all-star from All Stars. He is my friend, probably one of the greatest guys to do the challenge, such a sweetheart. It's his 12th season of the challenge. He has won three times. Please welcome Derek Kozinski.
Yay! Ooh, 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 ooh. Big D, what's going on, man?
And currently public enemy number one. It's been a long time since I've been the asshole of the show. The bad guy, if you will.
You weren't the bad guy. They just wanted you out, D. You're good.
Yeah, you're a threat.
You know, it really feels though as if like I'm the bad guy. Like, and it's been a long time since I've felt like, you know, like felt that way. But you know, it's like when a half the house or more comes after you, and they're throwing, you know, reasons from here to there.
Right.
You're like, damn.
Sounds like BS to me.
Yeah.
The
thank
reasons,
you.
But
thank you.
Do you think it's different? Because for me, it looks different than season one.
Oh, 100% different. I mean, first of all, I don't know if you guys have discussed this on earlier podcasts or not, but the rules of this game are absolutely ruthless.
Right.
I've done 12 seasons and none of them have ever been this cutthroat.
Really?
When you win, listen to me. When you win, if you haven't noticed this yet, you don't put up one name.
Right.
You don't nominate one name to go in. You don't nominate two people to go in. It's not, you don't nominate three people to go in. You're not pissing off one person, not two people, not three people, but you're pissing off four fucking people.
Right
off the bat. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, it was awesome winning that first competition, but right away, the challenge rules say, hey, Derek, hey, Jody, why don't you pick four people to piss off and put a target on your back?
Yeah. Winning is
right away.
Winning is hard. Heavy weighs the crown. It always comes back. And I know what it's like to be public enemy number one. I mean, I've had seasons, Derek. I mean, like, think about how many you've done 12 seasons. You've had seasons where you were the underdog. You've, you know, taken on the hero character. And like this season is just like, it's a whole different vibe, but it really seems like Nehemiah has it out for you. Did you know that he was listening to you when you were having that conversation with the boys?
Well, I don't know if I was necessarily in that room.
Oh, you weren't.
I was actually surprised as well when I heard that conversation with MJ and I believe it was MJ kind of trying to rally the troops and getting like Darrell and Kahuta to understand that there is about to be a clear divide in the sand and it's going to have to be us versus them. And yes, I was probably even unbeknownst, like me and Brad didn't even know that conversation's happening, but clearly like, you know, if we're, you know, the two on the outskirts of understanding that there's a huge alliance going on upstairs, then yeah, we're going to have to join because, you know, even we'd be middlemen to them up there. And at some point they would have had to come after us too.
Right.
So it's literally, if you haven't noticed yet, it's the top floor versus the bottom floor.
It's so interesting.
So did you have an alliance going into this?
I always, you know, look out for the people that I see and communicate with the most throughout the year. And whether that's through the podcast or Challenge Mania Lives, where we have gone extreme adventures of our own, And we have these, you know, these moments of bonding, whether we're sharing a drink or we're, you know, we're discussing something off camera or talking about our families, like that happens throughout the year. Right. So, or years. So if I'm not doing that with you, then like, you're
probably
gonna...
not in the same alliance.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You have a life alliance and I get it. I totally get it. I would rather trust the people I actually mess with in real life. Like, you're my friend in real life. Of course you're not going to fuck me over in the game. Hopefully not. And if you have to, let's at least talk about it. But for right now, it's too early to make those kind of moves anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, right off the bat, like, I think that where the Nehemiah turmoil kind of comes from is in season one, and granted, he forgave me, but in season one, I voted for him to go into elimination.
Yeah.
And I could have went, you know, I could have voted for, yeah, me and Anissa did it. We did it. We were two of the people.
But you all agreed for it to be him. That was the biggest flip-floppity weird vote ever. And I was just like, he tried to take you out before.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
I told you he tried when you were trying to vote yourself in. And he was like, let it happen. I'm like, bro, I can't. Like, I've been with Derek since, you know, Gauntlet 2. Like, that's my homie before, you know.
Right.
Like, he was the person I looked up to. He was the person that was my friend. He, you know, we listened to the same music to get fired up. We had that same kind of, I'm like, of course, I'm not going to let him throw himself in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was kind of like just to keep peace in the house, and you know, kind of like just going back to what you asked before, it's completely different. I mean, on season one, like we had fun, we didn't have to worry about like looking stupid in front of each other. Like it felt like a family. Like I love going to these, you know, challenges and to these like house parties or even having breakfast together. And being able to just be completely the stupid self that I am, right. You know, and we can, and
you
everybody's
couldn't be like that here.
I mean, you could, but like, look, they're getting pissed off about my fucking Chubby's outfit. Like they're literally mad.
They just need to like, let you live.
My outfit is too loud. Exactly. They're mad that my fucking outfit is too loud.
Matches the personality.
So it's like, and you know this, right? Like people are always looking for a reason to get you out. And now you got to think about, damn, did I dress too loudly?
Did my Chubbies get me in trouble?
Oh my God. Yeah. My Trubbies.
My Trubbies.
Oh no.
Not Trubbies.
I mean, you know what I think it is, or just like as a viewer, obviously, like, the first season, I think it was really nostalgic for everybody. And then anybody who came back after that first season, like you said, Nehemiah kind of came back in with like he had his eye out for you because he remembered what happened last season. So I wonder if like the alliances are forming quicker this time around because it is people's second chance. I mean, you came into this one saying you weren't afraid to get your hands dirty this season. Nehemiah came into it saying that same thing. I think there's this like feeling of like, yo, you guys got so close last time, close enough. And this time around, it's a different game. So, yeah, I mean, do you think that's why the alliances are forming quicker this time around? And do you think that's why you and Nehemiah are kind of like the leaders on both sides, which it seems like?
Yeah, so, so, like, obviously, like, you have to play to win, right? And right away, the turmoil begins with me not giving Nehemiah Ryan. Right. Because he wanted to go against Ryan. Like I had two people that I have to nominate two people. So obviously I have to look out for myself too. Right. Like if these people come back, you know, how much do I care if I piss them off? You know, like how much do I want to give Nehemiah? And to be honest with you, I wanted to give Nehemiah something. Like I wanted to repay him in form of, let me give you somebody. I am sorry for voting you in last season. It hurt me probably just as much as it hurt you because I don't like making anybody feel uncomfortable or bad or that I'm out to get them, you know? So here I am trying to give him either No, I didn't give him Ryan. I didn't give him Ryan because, again, it's like I had been talking to Ryan, you know, over the past year, like, to whatever, like, I've known him for a long time. Like, the bottom line is I knew Steve the least.
Right.
I knew Derek Chavez the least, and I was trying to protect Ryan if I could. So I split in half. I gave him one of two people, and it's like, I don't understand why he's so pissed off. I literally gave him a nobody, somebody that not a nobody, Steve, a fucking very beautiful hand model Steve, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody that hasn't been around a long time, unproven,
right?
Like, is almost as bare as it could be. He might as well be a rookie, right?
Right.
I'm giving you that on a silver platter, or somebody else that you asked for. Like, this doesn't seem like irrational or caused for like a fury.
But it's like you said, people will look for a reason. They'll find it, and they needed to find it. And every little thing you did, whether it was wear your chubbies, is that what they're called?
Chubbies. Look it up. They got a great sale going on right now.
So either wearing your chubbies or, you know, not getting somebody
not getting them. We're going to get in trouble if we do.
Yeah, right. Apparently.
You've got a great dinosaur robe out there. Very pink and very magical.
I'm really big into dinosaurs.
I'm fucking dead. Talking about. Do not sleep on the chubby sale, Christmas sale, Thanksgiving sale.
Sleep in that robe.
Yeah.
The choice is yours, folks.
You're not going to lose. The only person that lost in this debate was fucking Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No.
It's okay. You'll be okay. We know that was a little...
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun. It was lighthearted. I was going to vote him in anyway. It made for a good gag. Like, really? I'm about to put you in and you're going to make fun of my outfit?
Yeah, right.
You're double going in. If I could put you in twice, I would.
Yeah. But you know what's funny about this game is like, and we all have been on it for so long, we know that at any point in time, the tides can change. And like now Steve, somebody who you said like is unproven, is now the winner of this trivia challenge. And like kind of like comes in with a really strong plan. Initially, obviously Steve had his reasons for wanting to put you in, but now watching it back and seeing how Nehemiah was in his ear, what was that like to see?
Oh, well, now, you know, my calculations were correct. He was kind of the ringleader that orchestrated the move.
Yeah.
It was just, he got a little bit of help from Casey and Steve.
Right.
Steve wasn't saying much when all this was going on because there was a lot of back and forth. And I was like, give me fucking Steve next. After I come back, just give me Steve in the next elimination. Mm. I was very like, you know, in hindsight, I would have probably tried to strike a deal with the guys upstairs. Mm-hmm. I don't know if me and I would have went that way, but maybe I could have been like negotiated like, yo, I gave you half of what you want to give me half of what I want. Mm-hmm. Put Tyler in now and let me go in against Steve next week, mm-hmm. you know, to kind of try to save myself. But like, I didn't want to kiss anybody's ass. I wanted to take the shots on the chin, and I kind of wanted to see where everybody stood because again, like, I feel like I've developed relationships with, you know, Tech and Letarian and I've known some of these people for years. And, you know, even like the Melindas, you know, like, you know, Jasmine, maybe I could, you know, maybe I could have, you know, swayed a vote over there. But I wanted to see where everybody stood. I was open for target practice. I wanted to, because I literally never go into these games with any enemies or any targets or being like,
now I'm like,
oh, fuck, if I come back, this is going to be so much fun.
Yeah, it is more fun having enemies. I mean, it doesn't feel good in the moment, and there's a lot of risk that comes with it, but it's definitely more fun because you have somebody to, you know, you can design an entire game plan, just like Nehemiah did in this episode, you know?
Yeah.
I think, my favorite episode of the season so far. I thought it was the first time where you're really starting to see these claws come out, and... I also think it's interesting. Like, I didn't know that Casey had beef with you either. Like,
she did it. You guys were so close, I thought.
Listen, did you guys not hear my comment? I mean,
yes,
I was literally...
I'm still kind of like, confused. Because I remember, you know, little Casey was like your buddy.
Little Casey has always been my buddy. that was why. And it was so weird because like we worked on that first move together before we came on, before we got to the challenge, we were literally working together on food and coffee. Like she was like, she's literally waiting in line to get a Starbucks and I'm waiting in line to get a Chinese food. And we're texting back and forth and I'm checking on her. And, you know, and it's like, so right there, we're starting to like reform what I thought was a good relationship. And then going into the game, she literally said like, we needed a buffer, if you will, to get Leah put in. Sorry, Leah, but again, another one that like, I haven't talked to ever. First time meeting her.
And that's easy.
Leah's going to go in and I'm thinking 100% like probably Steve's going to go in just because they're new. Anyway, but with Leah, like Casey came up to us and said, yo, look, I'm not going to get voted in. If you want to use me to put me in as your second person, just do it. That's fine. I'm not going to lose the vote. Right. I'm like, yes, me and Casey are working together. I love this. Because dude, Casey's another one that's like, you don't want to like, you know, she's one of those underdogs that you root for, you know, she's like probably going to go like, she's little Casey. Like who's not rooting for little Casey until she pulls that savage move on Derek. Now nobody's rooting for little Casey.
Oh my God. Let it out.
Killer Casey.
Wow. This podcast is also called the Therapy Podcast, where Derek gets to come on in his chubbies and scream at us.
So good.
We should do screams with Derek once a week.
Yeah. What do you think about the loophole of Nehemiah figuring out that you have to put Jody and Kahuta up so that they have to use their lifesavers on themselves?
So this was kind of like another, you know how as we get rules, as the game goes on, you get like new rules. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've just been introduced basically to the life shield. You know how it worked. Like at first I thought that if you win an elimination, you're exempt from going into the next elimination.
Right.
And you have a life shield that you can save somebody. So I kind of like misread the rules here.
Gotcha.
And I thought that, you know, no matter what, like I'm going to get saved by either Kahuta or Jody. So when they find this loophole, I was more blown away that like their direct attack on me than being surprised that the rules are like, I didn't see it coming from Casey.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of confused and I didn't know why the claws came out in my direction from her way. So, I feel like she's been waiting to make a blindside move like that for a long time. And she finally got her opportunity.
Just any moves, I feel.
Oh, a little shady.
Well, that's not a diss. She was just never known to make.
Yeah, moves.
Moves.
But I mean, hey, when you come back after all these years, you're like, fuck it. Let me throw it all at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to be honest with you, so I guess the story is that she stopped watching the challenge for like a long time. She was on the challenge for what, 5, 6, 7 seasons, stopped watching the challenge, fell in love with Big Brother. Mm. So it was almost like a very like Big Brother type of move.
Sharpening up on her politics. And you know that's how Big Brother players work. I mean, we see it on the regular challenge. Like, these guys come in and they're calculated as shit.
Yeah.
But going back to Jody, so we just had her on the last podcast that we did. And she talked so highly of you. And also, you guys did Road Rules together, right? That was you both started together.
On Road Rules, yes.
So what was it like seeing her again and like playing with her?
Oh man, it was like we never skipped a beat. I mean, she's all, like, you know, when you experience something, well, maybe Tori doesn't completely know, but maybe it is the same on Are You the One? But I'm not sure. Like the bond that you develop doing your first show together.
Yeah.
And we're a team. You got to understand, we're a team of six. Mm-hmm. We are living in Chile and Argentina. We're living on an RV, stopping at RV parks every like a couple days. The first thing we did was bungee jump out of a helicopter into an active volcano. Mm-hmm. We've rappelled down 210 foot waterfalls. We've driven dune buggies in the desert. We've stood in windows body painted naked. We have done the bougie camping, and we've done the sleep in the tents, because I crashed the RV together where we lived on a fucking van.
Oh my god.
So it's like as far as a brother sister relationship friendship go from like way back when, it's like, right. I feel like it's the closest you can get from just looking out for each other. Like, never anything bad blood between us has ever happened. So when I got her back this season, I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm totally gonna win. We're gonna win.
Oh yeah, totally.
But must suck.
But at the same time, it was like, we're gonna win. We won. We have a good shot at winning this, but it's not gonna happen without like a rough road, because they know that we're pretty good. And I was thinking at the time it's gonna be a tough climb, but we're gonna get there.
Yeah.
Together, yeah.
So we haven't seen heights in a minute, I feel. You know, we've had heights over water on this one. We've fallen out, like last season. Well, the first season of All-Stars, we felt like when the floor dropped beneath us. We're seeing a similar thing, but it's trivia. Taking what you knew from last season's trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think you were going to do better at this season's trivia?
You know, again, last season's trivia didn't have... like, season one's trivia didn't... I'm up there, like, doing the Karate Kid thing, standing up on the board, waiting for a question from TJ, not giving a shit, because I wasn't worried about going in. Like, I was just having fun, you know? This time around, it is like... I'm still kind of feeling good, because I know that Kahuta and Jody have these life shields. Mm-hmm. And as long as I don't finish last, I'm okay. And as long as I don't show that I'm good at stuff, I might be okay. I might be able to sneak under the radar at least for one more.
Mm-hmm.
It was stressful. It was stressful once, Steve won, but like, as far as the trivia questions go, mm-hmm. like it's scary. It's scarier to look stupid as fuck on TV than it is to actually fall off the side of the building.
I can agree.
How was that fall? It didn't seem that bad.
If we're ranking from like falls of like yesteryear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll give it a 3.5.
Wow.
How high were you? High or like mate?
I'm sorry,
high?
Challenge gods.
It's okay.
It was not a scary fall.
Well, it looked scary. And also, I think what people don't realize, or at least what my worst favorite part, that's not a sentence, my least favorite part about falling is hanging there and dangling on that string once you're done, because then they have to come out and they have to come, do they wheel you
do
back
they
up
pull
to the
you
top?
Into that floor that we saw.
So look, this is the
they did pull you into that floor.
Yeah, but the scariest thing about the fall, and it ranks for different people, right? Obviously we see Katie in this episode
where it's 1,000
completely freak out, and I'll give her this much, and I'll give this the fear factor element of this heights challenge, I'll give it this. So as you're standing there, you are sort of getting pulled back. Like, right. It's not a comfortable stand, and you have to sort of lean forward. Mm-hmm. If you kind of stand straight up, you feel like this thing is just going to pull you off the edge, mm-hmm. and no one's going to be ready for you to fall off this thing. So that's when you start getting in your head, is like, When you start thinking, this thing's going to pull me off and no one's going to be paying attention, I'm going to fucking fall to my death.
Right.
Like, so that's where Katie's coming from, I mm-hmm. think. And yeah, Darrell in this instance is, he's scared. And like, Casey, we know has been, has had a difficult time with heights in the past, mm-hmm. too. But in this particular instance, that fear is that initial, like, we're getting, our backs are getting pulled. And if we don't lean forward and give it some resistance, like this thing is gonna take you. And then at the end of it also is like, when you're falling and that, like that fall where you're looking down at the ground, you're like, look, if I hit the ground, like I'm gonna die, you know? And so once you know you're dangling and you have not hit the ground, then you feel like completely safe. But there is a moment, you know, a 1.5 second moment where you're like, if this thing drops me, I'm gonna splatter like a bug.
Yeah. And that's that catastrophic fear that creeps into your mind when you're up there. That's obviously like, you know, and Katie has obviously such a huge fear of heights, but she gets hurt a lot of the time she does them. So I can understand why she's like, get me the hell out of here. I'll just go straight into elimination. Speaking of elimination, let's talk about how you had to go up against Brad, which sucks because he's your friend. You guys are working together. What was that like?
So the positives about going against an elimination fucking beast. I hate saying elimination beast. I just feel like they use that too much. But Brad is. Like, he's Brad good. Is an elimination.
He's a force.
But yeah, he's really good. He looks like he's in better shape than he was back in the day. He is a name that it's okay to lose to. Right. Because no matter what, like one of us is leaving with a solid elimination notch on our belt against a really, really good competitor. So I'm thinking this is like a big boy challenge, big boy matchup. And if I lose, it's okay. And if I lose in a puzzle, it's double okay. You know, as long as I'm not losing in something physical that I feel like I could have fought my way out of, I'm okay with it. But in this particular instance, it ends in a puzzle. I kind of wish, you know, with the sandbags, we maybe could run back and forth and bump into each other, kind of, you know, stall
so
out.
You could make your own elimination with the pieces there.
Yeah, we could. It would have been bump into each other a little bit there, straighten out the track and let us at least get in the way, you know, kind of get that endurance in there. Mm-hmm. I thought I got my bag in first, which made me feel better. But on the episode, it showed him getting his bag in first. I would like to dispute that.
Okay.
Therefore, it would still be a win for me. Not officially, but in my head.
Right.
If I beat him on the sandbag carry, I'd feel much better about myself.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I wonder what Brad would have to say about that.
I mean, I'm talking second.
Yeah, no,
I'm talking
no.
A second. Said, I'm talking a second.
Yeah, but listen, yeah. When you have your losses, you got to focus on the little victories in between. So we'll give it to you, you know, because you can't walk away from this whole experience feeling bad. Also, Brad is insanely good, like you said. So I thought I was kind of hoping, like you were saying, you guys were going to have to run past each other. But I was only hoping for that for your round. I did not want to see that happen to Ayana and Katie at all.
Yeah.
That would have been so sad. I would have hated every bit of that. Oh, man.
Yeah. You watch out. If Ayana's on the regular challenge or the all-star challenge, like any elimination, like she looks like she is so well-rounded as far as like elimination ready goes.
Yeah.
I mean.
She's fierce.
Yeah, she's fierce. She's got the one-liners. She's got like the inspirational lines. Like she's, you know, she's pulling out her fucking the jersey that she slept in last night.
Yeah,
you know, that was later. Crazy.
That game, and then they show me and my little braids because I had to deliver the information that day. I was very sad.
You looked so pretty, niece.
Thanks,
my
babe.
Friend.
I was really sad about that. I didn't want to have to do that, but that's when it was a popularity contest.
Mm. Yeah, no eliminations that season, Tori.
Mm.
It was a
strict vote off.
What?
And that's the last time.
Yeah, eliminations.
It was
amazing.
Awful.
Yeah.
Battle of Sexes 2 was the last season. I think that was season 9 that they did not have eliminations.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, it's safe to say that the challenge has transformed a lot since then. Obviously, we're on the 37 seasons of the regular challenge. We're on season 2 of All Stars. Derek, it's a shame that you've had to exit so early. I'm obviously a fan. We did Dirty 30 together. I love you so much. I'm bummed you're not going to be there anymore. But who do you think we should look out for the rest of the season? Give us a little, you know, tip or a little tea maybe.
All right, where are we at here? Where are we at? So there's a twist coming up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love
like
that.
A good twist.
Oh, it's that like mid-season twist.
Ooh.
I have a prediction.
No. Okay.
Well, I don't know what happens.
Do you know? Okay, no.
No, I don't know. Okay. But the loophole that Nehemiah found. Because production knows, like last time we had a lifesaver we weren't using and then we did use it, then they took it away. So I wonder if they're going to keep using the life shield or make a different like thing in there so we don't get the same thing every time. Because that's what's going to happen. They're going to keep putting people in with the life shields. So
block them.
Block them. Also not piss them off because they can save themselves.
Oh.
So just saying.
Can't wait to see
spice
what happens.
It up.
Yeah.
Well, Derek,
it's a bigger twist than that, guys.
Oh, well, see, I didn't even know. I just made up whatever I made up there.
Fire! Amazing.
Yeah. And I'm mad fucking jealous.
Oh, don't be jealous. I'm sure you have big things coming up in the future, and I'm sure there will be more. If they do an All Stars 3, would you go on that season? And if you would go, would you change how you played the game?
You know, I feel like maybe I played a little loud this season, but it was only because I don't, you know, I like to have fun too. So like that, like friendly trash talking is never like too far away. I think this is the first time in a long time I've had a, you know, something like this strange rivalry continue,
right,
with another person. But you know, I would say that, you know, the way I left this season is the way I would continue the next season. And it's like, if you came after me, I told you, if I don't get you now, if I don't come back, I'm probably going to come after you in the future.
Get that ass later. I like spicy Derek.
Me too.
I like Derek with like a couple dashes of hot sauce.
Yeah. Heat it up. Get him going. Derek, it's been incredible, watching you over the years, obviously, and you're killing it. Do you think that as we've seen this, talking about All-Stars 3, if there is one, as we've seen All-Stars 2 get a little bit more intense, do you think that All-Stars 3 will get even more intense? Like, do you think that it's just going to keep progressively getting more?
Like, is it still going to get spicier, like how you have gotten spicier?
Yeah.
I think that the rules of this game have the ability to cause so much chaos that, you know, it's like, it's how do you, and then how do you take your losses, you know, and how do you take these votes? Like, do you carry them over to the next game? Like we've been doing this for so long. At some point, somebody that you're doing the season with has pissed you off enough to throw their vote their way. It's like, but the question is like, as a competitor, it's like, how many enemies do you want to have in a season? Mm-hmm. You know?
Right,
and are you willing to be like, oh, no, I'm fucking going after all of you. I remember what you did. I think I forgot. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, do you carry out the plan? You know, does it, you know, and how many fires do you want to like play with? You know, it's, as you know, it's stressful, you know, It's stressful carrying a burden, and it's stressful being like, I need to either continue lighting this fire or I need to figure out a way to put it out. How many fires do I want to fuck with before I start putting these things out?
Exactly.
So I will tell you that I am not putting out any fires in the future.
Ooh, he's heating them up.
Oh, they're fucking full
blaze. He's adding logs. He's like, ooh. Oh, you want some kindling?
Who needs help?
I got it.
Hey, how's your fire over there? There's some wood chips. There's some more wood. Hold on. Hey, my man over there. You need some help cutting wood?
Not
I got
my
you.
My man over there. I've got you.
Or my woman over there.
Yeah, but all the wood you need.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, Derek, it has been a pleasure having you here. We have one final question for you. Anissa always does the honors because she's an all-star herself. So, Anissa, take it away.
What can I say? Thank you. It's our final question. You know, the show's called All Stars. You're competing with some of the greatest of all time. I would like to hear your greatest of all time. So the greatest competitor, the greatest season, and the greatest challenge.
Mm-hmm. We did this last time, and you guys had me fumbling from fucking here to
Who's
there.
Who's the greatest competitor, bro? Who is
it? The answer is simple. It's Johnny.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Seven.
I mean, you just can't deny those numbers. So, you know, the question is will CT catch him? Does Johnny walk away forever? You know, those are the questions. Obviously, like CT, there's nothing that can stop him. When your puzzle game is that strong and people fear you that much and respect you, like, you're virtually unstoppable. So
yeah, because I see them voting Johnny in before they vote CT into elimination.
Yeah, so
that's
the
difference for me.
It's not
greatest competitor wise, but the difference in the two players.
I'm more afraid of CT than Johnny, but Johnny won seven, so I see it.
Of course, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
If you win dailies, you don't have to worry about elimination, so you don't really, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it's weird. It's like the older we get, the more like fine tuned we're able to become, because like we have more chances at this stuff. And
right.
And so it's like with CT, when we saw him, when we saw Dad Bod CT, you know, a couple seasons ago, and
30,
you 30. Know, and people were just like, and that was just like the beginning, right? Like then he, you know, War of the Worlds, where they were like, oh, we don't want CT on our team. He can't run a final. And he won.
And then he won. Yeah.
And then what? And then we see him a couple of years later, seasons later, and he's like, slim and trim. What did he call it? Fatherly figure.
Yeah.
CT. Yeah. It's like he's not getting weaker, you know.
Nope.
And with the strong puzzle game, like it's hard to stop. So obviously it's always gonna be a race between them.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite season of the show?
You know, my favorite season, I always say, is Gauntlet 2. I mean, it's really the one that kind of...
Yeah.
We had 16 competitions that year. You know, now we're, I guess, what do you guys do on the regular challenge? How many?
At least 16. At least.
Okay. It's 16, and we would do that in, like, 5 weeks, right?
Right.
So...
Or less. Four or five, yeah.
So we did something like that. 5-6 weeks. Let's say 6 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the case may be. Like, as a kid, I always liked playing, right? As an adult, in college, I got to keep playing. And now as an adult, I still get to play. And, and that Gauntlet 2, those Gauntlet 2 years, it was like, go into every game, go into every male elimination. I went into 5. And I got to do some of the cool, like, grudge match wrestling stuff that kind of helped, you know, make a name for myself. So, it's a lot to continue living up to. But and then also, look, I lost that one. But winning the three challenges, like, that's always, mm-hmm. you know, win the first one after not winning, you know, in I think 6 tries.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's that first championship, there's never anything that can, you know, really touch that. That's like your baby, right?
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. and then the second challenge championship was like your other baby. Yeah. And you were able to feed your family at that point. After I won that second one, I was like, okay, I'm gonna have a kid. And then the third one is like, it's just icing on the cake.
Wow.
But now we got All Stars 2, which is over. And if there's an All Stars 3, you know, maybe that's the newly found, the best baby.
Your next
maybe
child.
That's the best child. Yeah.
Ooh, well, I can't wait. I hope there's an All Stars 3. I'm loving this season so much. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Derek. Let me come on your podcast soon. Oh. Invite me to one of your shows. Plug that. Tell us how we could support you. What's going on in your world? Where can we follow you, and how can we come?
Sold. Just so everybody knows, yes, we have a podcast called Challenge Mania Podcast, challengemaniapodcast.com. If you want any of the bonus content, you could go to patreon.com/challengemania. But we also have more festivities in store where we do Challenge Mania live at different cities and states. And we are post COVID, we are up and running. We still have tickets available for our Challenge Mania Live holiday party in San Francisco, California.
Ooh.
The meet and greet is sold out, but the live show, there's tickets still available for the live show. And some of our special guests will be Darrell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh.
Kendall and Janelle. So
amazing.
Everybody from All Stars 2 and our All Stars 1 champion will be there, including myself and my co-host Scott. And I think I'm going to be wearing a Santa outfit. Like, I'm going to be the short, fat Santa.
You're not fat.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to make myself be fat.
Okay.
I love that for you. Just a little Polish potato over there.
Yeah. Listen.
Our little potato.
So you can get tickets to Challenge Mania Live at challengemania.live. That one's in San Francisco. The one in January in St. Louis is already sold out, and we haven't even announced any guests. So that doesn't tell you how much fun it is.
Wow.
I don't know what does.
Such loyal fans.
That's awesome. Yeah, I got to come to
one. They're the greatest fans in the world. They make you all types of fun shit. They're very supportive. They're really, really sweet. They're just the greatest fans. They're awesome. You have a great following. They're just really nice human beings.
The Challenge Maniacs. The Challenge Maniacs.
Those cute little maniacs.
Shouts to all the maniacs.
Oh, amazing.
And yeah, Tori, maybe like February, to be honest with you, maybe we get something booked for February. Maybe it hits you up.
Yeah.
Maybe the first one to hit
I
you
love
up.
It. Let me know. I'm here. I'm always willing to do that.
Cool.
Derek,
awesome.
Thank you. We love you so
thank
much,
you.
Dude. It's been awesome.
Love you, Derek.
To you.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Keep up the good work.
Well, Anissa, Derek is a light. I absolutely love the guy, and he is a challenge legend. So it was amazing having him on the show.
Remember when I called him an experience?
Yeah.
Yeah. Derek, the experience.
Yeah, he is.
I should have told him that while he was here. I got to remind him that he's an experience.
A deck experience. Because Derek, okay, no. Nope, no.
Yeah, no. Not a dick experience.
All right. Well, no, not a dick experience. Oh, no. Okay. Anissa, where can we
follow
you?
Yeah, that's why it can't be that. He's just an experience.
Okay. Just, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Anywho, you can follow me at Anissa MTV. That's A-N-E-S-A MTV on Instagram and nowhere else. Thank you very much.
Amazing.
And Tori, where can we follow you?
At Tori_deal on Instagram as well. And guys, make sure you send in your listener questions because we love to answer them if possible. And listen every Thursday because we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies as well.
And join us Fridays as we pull back the curtain on season 2 of The Challenge All-Stars.
Only on MTV's official Challenge podcast.